USA Radio News with John Hunt.
U.S. economy entered a recession at the end of February as the coronavirus struck the nation, according to a group of economists, ending the longest expansion on record. The economists said that the employment, income, and spending all peaked in February, then fell sharply after the viral outbreak shut down businesses across the country, marking the downturn after nearly 11 full years of economic growth. A committee with the National Bureau of Economic Research determines when a recession begins. It broadly defines a recession as a decline in economic activity that lasts more than a few months. For that reason, ENBER typically waits longer before making that determination. In the previous recession, the committee did not declare the economy was in recession until December 2008, a year after it actually had begun. But in this case, ENBER said the collapse in employment and incomes was so steep that it had to make a determination more quickly. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Retired General Colin Powell has decided on who he's voting for president, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
Colin Powell has not voted for a Republican for president since George W. Bush back in 2004, so it came to no shock to many folks, as on CNN's State of the Union, Colin Powell says he'll be supporting former Vice President Joe Biden.
I'm very close to Joe Biden on a social matter and on a political matter. I've worked with him for 35, 40 years, and he is now the candidate, and I will be voting for him.
CrossFit CEO Greg Glassman apologized for an insensitive tweet about George Floyd, but that was a little too late for sports gear maker Reebok, which said it's ending its partnership with CrossFit following the tweet, while some gyms said they would end their affiliation with the workout brand. The issue started when the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation tweeted racism and discrimination are critical public health issues that demand urgent response. Glassman responded, "It's Floyd 19. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
New York City's transit system has reopened, and USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The head of the MTA, Pat Foy, is urging all subway and bus riders to still use face coverings. He also says the MTA is doing its part by doing very rigorous cleaning.
Every car is being disinfected every night, stations twice a day. We're going to continue that disinfecting. We're doing some really innovative piloting with ultraviolet light, which kills the COVID-19 virus.
Ridership was expected to soar come Monday morning as hundreds of thousands of people were expected to go back to work, but reports are ridership was light on both the subway and buses. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. prosecutors and attorneys for Britain's Prince Andrew sniped at each other across the Atlantic, each saying the other side was to blame for the Duke's failure to participate in the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking probe. Andrew's lawyer said in a statement that he's offered three times this year to speak with U.S. investigators after being assured that he has not and never been a target of their criminal investigation. Hours later, U.S. attorney in Manhattan, Jeffrey S. Berman, issued a statement saying the prince has tried to falsely portray himself to the public as eager and willing to cooperate, even as he repeatedly declines his interview. One of the women who was sexually abused by Epstein as a teenager, Virginia Roberts Guffrey, has claimed the financier flew her around the world on private planes to have sex with powerful men, including encounters with Andrew in London. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.